Well, gentlemen, it's been a long, hard march. This is where we are. Here. Tomorrow morning at sunrise, we go against the Visigoths.
Ah, Visigoths.
Sit down, Pippin. Now, the main factor in tomorrow's battle is the terrain. So look at this map. Study it. Remember it.
Father, why can't we just go out there and slaughter them?
You spoke, Pippin?
Well, since we're braver and stronger and have God on our side, why can't we just go out there and kill at will?
War is a science, Pippin.
Well, that takes half the fun out of it right there.
There's plenty of fun if you win. War is a science with rules to be applied, which good soldiers appreciate. Recall and recapitulate before they go to decimate the other side. Now, gentlemen, this is the plan for tomorrow's skirmish. The army of the enemy is stationed at the hill, so we've got to get them down here, and this is how we will. The men in the ravine, that's the area in green, will move across the valley where they plainly can be seen, and the enemy in blue will undoubtedly pursue, for that's what you depend upon an enemy to do. Then to guarantee their folly, we'll bring bowmen into play, who will fire just one volley, then retire to point A. And gentlemen,
And then the men go marching out into the fray, conquering the enemy and carrying the day. Hark, the blood is pounding in our ears. Jubilations, we can hear a grateful nation's cheers.
Pippin, sit down immediately.
I'm sorry, Father. I just got a little carried away.
Now, where was I? Ah, yes. War is a science, a breeding ground for brains. For though I cannot write my name, the men whose pens have brought them fame write endless paragraphs explaining my campaigns. Now when the foe they see our soldiers marching through the lee, they will mount a charge and meet us at the point A little B. And the bowmen on the hill, that's the yellow on the map, will leave the post to join the rest and fall into our trap. Then we'll cut off reinforcements and retreat of any kind, bearing principles of enfilade and defilade in mind. And if all the ploys we pick to really work to bring to pass occur, we won't just have a victory, we'll have ourselves a massacre.
And then the men go marching out into the fray, conquering the enemy and carrying the day. Hark, the blood is pounding in our ears. Jubilations, we can hear a grateful nation.
Confirm! I shall not caution you again.
I'm sorry, Father. It won't happen again.
In conclusion, gentlemen, now listen to me closely. I'll endeavor to explain what separates a charlatan from a Charlemagne. A rule confessed by generals, illustrious and various, as pompous as a Pompey, or daring as a Darius. A simple rule that every great man learns by heart. It's smarter to be lucky than it's lucky to be smart. But if the fates feel frivolous and all our plans they smother, well, suppose this war does shrivel us, there'll always be another. And gentlemen,
Now, gentlemen, now.
And then the men go marching out into the fray, conquering the enemy and carrying the day. Hark, the blood is pounding in our ears. Jubilations, we can hear